90% of success is showing up on time. Sorry I'm 4 hours late.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I don't need that junk corrupting my mind.
Just hope the audience is kind, because my material is weak and I have that bladder thing.
Terrible.
It's showtime.
The Morning Crew Radio Show, live, local, and on Rock 104.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome into the Fortress of Attitude. This is the Morning Crew Radio Show, and it is Tuesday. It's the 16th of April. We're glad that you're with us here on Rock 104. Perhaps you're listening in through the app or stream. You've told Alexa to play Rock 104. In any case, thank you so much for doing so. You can be a part of our morning at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. The text line also open, also at 545-ROCK. All our area code 601. The Morning Crew address on the email side is morningcrew@rock104fm.com. Social media platforms are there as well. As we get into this Tuesday, you're going to find mostly cloudy skies overhead. Maybe a little bit of sunshine as the day rolls on. And kind of like yesterday as far as temperatures go, with highs right around 83, 84 in that range. It's 64 in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt. Blind Brian has yet to make his way into the studio yet, but here shuffling through his stuff is the one and only John Lamar.
Yes, tis I.
Yeah.
Man, papers stack up on you.
They can, can't they?
Oh, I'm glad tax day is done.
Are you now?
Yes.
Okay.
I did mine earlier, but you always do kind of a final review, make sure nothing's wonky, you know.
Who does that?
What?
I sign it, put it in the mail, and never think about it ever again.
That seems nice, but that's not what I do.
Yeah. I let the chips fall where they may, and they've fallen where they may for some.
There have been years when I lived in Illinois when I would let the chips fall where they may, because I had been doing taxes in that state for years upon years, but the system you got down here is an alien concept to me, so I like to be extra special careful.
How is it different?
Mississippi state taxes aren't Illinois state taxes.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to dispute that, because yeah, obviously they're not.
There you go. It's that simple.
Okay.
Different states have different ways of doing things.
No. I get you.
And for the most part, whatever app service company you happen to use will account for that, but it's good to take a second look and make sure that everything went through and was accepted, and yada, yada, yada.
Again, I have not done my own taxes in probably 20 years.
Very good. Must be nice.
No, it's not necessarily. To be perfectly honest, it's not necessarily.
Very good.
Because you have to end up paying someone else to do it. And that cost has gone up so much.
I'm sure it has.
Oh, true story. When I first started, I actually had taxes prepared when I moved to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was business expenses and stuff that were just, because I had a side hustle that, anyway, long story short is I couldn't just file the short form and the state thing and be done with it. It was a little more of a process.
All right.
So I went to a tax preparer, one of the big name ones.
All right.
When I was in Little Rock. And then when I came here, I started doing the same thing until I had someone at one of those tax preparation services look at what I was doing and going, I don't think that I can do this. Here, let me give you a name of somebody else who does these kind of things a little bit more specialized than what you're looking at doing.
Sure.
Guy lived in Ellisville.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who may remember, I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head, but he ran a used record store and was an accountant who did taxes and stuff on the side. But the man was brilliant.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Yeah. Well, operated kind of out of a house. He had a record store on one side. It was kind of like a duplex house. He had a record store on one side and his business on the other. It was an accounting business, which was really just a couple of rooms.
Sounds like a weird guy.
But it was like $50.
Wow.
And he did everything, which was like a third of what I was paying the the box store company to
sure,
do,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, insert name here.
Yeah. And this kind of predates all the TurboTaxes and all this other stuff. There were those kind of things out there, but this predates that.
So this guy did it for $50, and he was finding me. He was finding me loopholes and stuff that I couldn't believe. It was like going, is this even legal? And he's going, oh, yeah, it's legal. He says, I'll back it up. So, you know, okay, fine. And I said, for $50, you're undercharging folks. Yeah, he said, I do this for fun.
What a weirdo.
I know.
What a psychopath.
Unfortunately, he passed away, and I had to go, and I'm now on my fourth accountant since him. And every single one I've gone to has died on me. This is not untrue. Every single account I've gone to has died on me, and I've had to been passed on to somebody else.
The lesson here is don't do Tom's taxes. It will literally kill you.
Uncle Sam kills me, I kill you, and the circle remains unbroken. Like, so
doing his 1099 is basically cancer.
Right now, the young lady who does my taxes is listening going, you know, my dad did pass away a year ago.
It was good knowing you.
True story. True story. Let's say good morning to the hardest working man on the radio today. He's made his way into the Fortress of Attitude, Mr. Flying Brown Hicks.
You don't have to. I'll just sit here quietly. Enjoying my coffee.
Honorable gentleman, practicing self-control.
Absolutely.
That right there is one of the best t-shirts ever.
That's right. So you got to let people know.
Whatever became of that guy?
Oh, hopefully he's not out and about anymore. Able to talk to people willy-nilly.
Mm. There's a whole long story behind that, and we just don't have
the time.
We don't have the time because
too much news.
We've got things to get to here. Kind of an update on a story we first brought to you yesterday.
Update.
Yes, at Laurel, dude accused of shooting two people and killing one of them.
Yes,
he's been denied bond.
Probably a good call.
Deion Dobbins charged with first-degree murder, aggravated domestic assault, and kidnapping in Friday's incident at a Laurel apartment complex. Shadowwood, I believe, was the apartment complex that happened at. Laurel police say Dobbins is suspected of shooting his girlfriend, Carlisa Beard, before taking her SUV, which had her 3-year-old daughter inside of it. Mm-hmm.
His daughter as well?
No, not his daughter. He is not the daddy. He's only been in a relationship with her for about a year. The daughter is 3 years old and is not, not his. Police say Dobbins was trying to get away in that SUV, got out of it, and then shot Kendall Hunter. This is what the police say. When he, quote, walked in the road in front of him. Basically an unrelated passerby, but I don't know whether the guy was trying to see. He saw what was going on and tried to stop him. Said, hey, whoa, you got a kid in there or whatever, you know, that kind of deal. Or just trying to be a good Samaritan, come help. Don't know. But he was shot and he later died at a hospital. Reportedly, Dobbins, again, is not the father of the little girl. He and Beard were in a dating relationship again for about a year.
The mom is still alive in the hospital?
As far as I know, yes. She was shot, I think, in the torso and the arm.
You might want to end it. The whole relationship.
Oh, the relationship. Yeah, I think that probably is.
I wouldn't put up with that.
Something tells me he's going to be unavailable in the near future.
It has the makings of that being a definite possibility, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, voters in Lamar County are going to go to the polls on May the 14th.
Why?
And cast ballot on a proposed school bond issue. Would allow for the construction of 3 new schools in the Lamar County School District.
Hell yeah.
So what do you think in turnout? 80, 90%?
Oh, I'm sure it'd be closer to 100. The bond also calls for a new office building and other spaces.
What?
School district officials say the new buildings are necessary to accommodate the county's increasing student population.
Sure. A lot of screwing people in Lamar County.
There is a possibility that if the bond does pass, residents would see a maximum of $2.5 million increase in their property taxes. They may not
each.
Well, yeah.
No, not every person's going to see a $2.5 million increase in their property tax.
$2.5 million.
Oh,
not million.
Sure.
$2.5 million.
I thought you were being colloquial.
No, that's how we do tax. $2.5 million. So.
I don't care how many meals we got. We need them. Paper, cotton.
Jobs.
In order to pass, the measure must receive approval of 60% of those who turn out to vote.
So, like, four people.
If four of the six vote yes for it, I'd be interesting. I know Oak Grove, I think Purvis and Sumrall all get new schools, I think, if that's correct. I may be misquoting off the top of my head.
But. Tell you what, these are the elections where, or the elections, the polling days, I guess, where you really do have a lot of power.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
because
yeah.
No one's coming.
Well, yeah, maybe so.
That's why you always want to go to the birthday party of the unpopular kid in your class, because you're going to be like the only one that shows up, which means more cake for you.
You know what? I never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. You always go to the nerdy kid.
He is.
Number one, he's going to hold that in his heart forever. That, right, you know, you showed up, man. Thank you so much.
Go to the nerdy kid's birthday party. You get more punch and pie.
Way more punch and pie. Yeah.
And you won't be the one he guns down later.
That's true. Yeah. Later on, he'll be like, thanks for the party.
So when is your birthday, John? Off to Pasco, Washington we go, where police there recently arrested a 15-year-old car thief. The teenager tried to steal a Kia.
Doing the Kia trick?
Yep. He took off when police arrived, and he was found hiding under a boat.
Under a boat?
Yes.
Under a
boat. Summer camp style, when you turn the canoes over to drain them out.
Oh, that's genius.
The juvenile was wearing a pair of underwear over his face as a mask.
You end up waterboarding yourself. You got to be careful.
He was charged with two counts of attempted auto theft.
I can't believe he got caught. It sounded like he had it all figured out.
They'll never find me under this boat. And just in case they do, I'm going to put some underwear over my head so they can't recognize me.
I don't even recognize me.
Ooh, I wish I'd have gotten a pair of clean underwear. Everybody get the taxes done on time, filed.
I ain't worried about it. They can come get me. You know where I'm at? Sitting right here in this chair.
You know, I think if you dodge your taxes, they don't go after you right away. You got like a good year or so to just kind of monkey around.
Don't they first garnish wages before they actually come and haul you off to prison?
I mean, who's to say I haven't died?
Yeah, what wages are you going to garnish? That's a good point.
No?
There's no way to prove he hasn't died. This could all be pre-recorded. You don't know.
It could be.
All these are clips.
They just have him on a bunch of hotkeys over here.
You know, all these are clips.
Damn, I hit the same hotkey again.
You know that clip from 5 years ago when he's talking about the 2024 tax return.
Well, better than 130 million of us filed tax returns. At least we were expected to
file. What about the rest of them?
See there?
Well,
they can't arrest us all.
Do we have that many illegals that half the country doesn't pay any taxes?
No, not that, that. There's a difference there because you've got children who don't file tax return.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so
not fair, but go on.
Right, it's not fair.
Yeah, right. They eat, don't they?
They don't actually go out and make any income, though, do they?
Well, not yet.
And I think actually, do you actually have to file a tax return if you don't make any income whatsoever?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, 130 million Americans were expected to file. IRS says some cranky taxpayers will use Band-Aids, sewing needles, and chewing gum to attach their W-2s to their tax forms just to be, well, jerks about it.
I believe that's a crime.
One nurse reportedly attached her W-2 with a hypodermic needle. While another distraught taxpayer smeared his tax return with blood and feces.
See, yeah, that's illegal.
Okay. Well, kids, don't do that at home.
I'm just telling you, you're not allowed to, like, endanger an IRS worker with your tax return.
Like, you couldn't put anthrax in it either.
No, they really actually are, they get really worked up about that.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
The way, it's not all doom and gloom for IRS workers. There are a few nude photos that will show up. Some taxpayers will send candy, cigars, even thank you notes. These taxpayers are referred to as suck-ups.
Yeah, who are these traitors?
You'll still probably get audited.
I bet all the nudie pics are dudes.
Uh, A study by the Tax Foundation reveals that the average American will have to work 114 days just to be able to afford their tax bill. Basically, a third of the year we work just to pay taxes.
We're not even there yet this year, are we? How many days is it been?
30, yeah, we're getting close.
Yeah,
we're getting close.
Ballparked.
We're getting close.
Finally, seeing some profit.
Actually, people have said most people, by the time tax day arrives, you've worked enough just to pay for next year's taxes.
Is that why they have it on April 15th?
No, because it wasn't always that way. It used to be you could work a month and it would cover your taxes, but they'd be going up.
Used to be you didn't have to pay any income taxes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you, Abraham Lincoln.
Theft.
Let's see here. Some other findings. 56% of Americans, this is according to WalletHub, 56% of Americans would give up social media for a year in order to never have to pay taxes again.
Are you kidding me? That's
done.
A trade you couldn't even say no to.
Why is it only 56%? 30% of people would get an IRS tattoo to avoid paying taxes ever again. I would do that too, and I don't want to have a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not getting tattoos.
To never have to pay taxes ever again?
Nope. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I want one either.
Mm. Yeah. Ever heard of the mark of the beast?
I guess that would be... I look at it this way. There's 30% of people...
Felon.
Would. Yeah.
With
wow.
With your hardcore IRS tattoo.
16% of people would name their firstborn child taxes in order to have a tax-free future.
Now that I do.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Well, they can change it later.
Oh, the kid can always go by something else.
Yeah, call him TX.
Yeah, just say you meant to name him Texas, but it was a typo.
Yeah, you got the
A. Yeah, you got two of them in the wrong place.
You got the E and the A in the wrong spot.
I was in a hurry.
God bless Texas.
I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry.
One of my favorite country songs.
19% of people would stop talking for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
To procure a tax-free future.
I don't think
future.
I could do it, but
would
I'd
totally
try.
Do it. Yeah. Would totally do it. Like, if I had hours where I got to talk here. Because y'all ask me things.
Right. Yeah. What if I have to be quiet the other 16 hours of the day, but the 8 hours I'm on the radio, I can talk, and then he added up to a whole month?
Yeah.
Or 6 months?
Yeah. That's doable.
Yeah, pull that off. No problem.
Just for the sake of argument, you're going to have to go 8 months.
Okay.
For the 8 hours
probably
that you're going
to. So. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, you can even go to Walmart without talking.
Yeah, I rarely say a word in Walmart.
I just mutter under my breath when
just
I go
wear
there.
A sign around your neck that says, I can't talk to you.
Go away, I hate you. 9% of people would clean prison toilets for 3 years for a tax-free future.
I'll be honest, that's a little high for me. But we're bumping up against my limit because in those 3 years, you could get shivved.
Oh, I didn't know where you was going with that.
And 28% of people would take a vow of celibacy in order for a tax-free future.
A permanent vow of celibacy?
That's what it says here.
To be honest, you'd end up spending or end up having way, way, way more money because now you're not buying things to convince women to sleep with you and you're not paying taxes.
Win-win.
Rolling in it.
2 years, you're Elon Musk.
Got another story that's got another update from yesterday.
Update.
Thank you once again. The investigation into some alleged nefarious activity at the Jones County Adult Detention Center is ongoing and continuing.
Nefarious, you say?
Last Friday, two correctional officers and three other suspects were arrested and charged in a suspected drug ring at the jail.
I remember this now.
I saw Goodfellas.
Investigators say the two officers, Thomas Powell and Charles Sullivan, were alleged to have been paid to bring narcotics inside the jail.
Which is illegal.
Yes. Basically, as investigators put it, they basically just became drug dealers. Investigators add that the two had help from Christopher Hodge, Susan Hodge, and Ashley Kittrell. They were also charged. All five are now out on bond. Jones County Sheriff's Department officials say that there are other possible suspects in the case, including another former corrections officer who has been terminated but has yet to be charged. So,
ooh.
The investigation remains ongoing.
So, if you're a former corrections officer who's recently been terminated, you might want to get out of town.
I believe they said this guy was in Louisiana. this one that they're looking into.
Might want to go like Southwest more.
Get some protection from the cartels.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have a lot for you. Mm. They're a little busy smuggling humans.
It'd be weird just to be the one guy going the other way.
Kind of stick out. It's true. Hey, gringo, why are you heading south? Leave me to my business.
I hear Acapulco is gorgeous this time of the year.
You got your destination, I got mine. Ships passing in the night.
Here's some good news for those of you who like to take advantage of the back-to-school sales tax holiday. Being moved up a couple of weeks earlier this year.
How about that?
Well, what if I'm not done saving?
What? I ain't
built up my fund yet.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Usually gets a couple extra weeks.
I get what you're saying. Had me confused for a moment. Now, Governor Tate Reeves signs the legislation, which is headed to his desk, which he probably will. The sales tax holiday will be on July 12th through the 14th.
I just got done buying fireworks.
Lawmakers say the reason for the earlier date is the shifting of the beginning of the school year to accommodate many school districts' modified calendar, meaning that those schools will be returning to classes as early as mid-July. The argument being that holding a sales tax holiday, as it currently is observed during the last weekend of the month of July, does little to help with initial school expenses.
The 12th through the 14th, are they functionally stupid? That's the end of a pay period.
Well, that's just happened to be where the weekend falls.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. You are literally putting the sales tax holiday for school supplies right when people's funds are the most depleted. After a holiday, right before a payday. Like, that is idiotic on a level that's really hard to understand.
Yeah, it would be better if they just put it the next week, right?
Duh, yeah. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
What if you get paid end of every week?
Most people don't get paid on a weekly basis. It's a 2-week pay period for like 80% of the jobs in Mississippi.
Is it?
Yes.
I can't realize. I've had two jobs, and one was every 2 weeks, and one was once a week. So I don't know.
I've done a few jobs in my life. Pay periods are 2 weeks long.
50% of my jobs have been every week.
Are you serious?
Yes. Once again, I've only worked two jobs.
And you've been here for 20 years.
Yes.
You only worked the other job for a short period of time.
Well, like oil field workers, that's a different thing.
Well, I think,
but most people get a check every 2 weeks. That's how most people get paid.
I don't know. I've run into a bunch of construction guys who get paid at the end of every week.
That's not a huge portion of the population of this state.
I don't know. I don't know. Does the timber industry, do they go every other week? Or do they go every week?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, normal clock-in, clock-out, hourly wage jobs, most of them, even commission jobs, you normally get your commission check every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's once a month, which still doesn't help because this tax holiday falls in the middle of the month.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you.
I'm not disagreeing with you, man. Oh.
I should have thought about that.
To be honest with you, when I saw that, I went, oh, well, that's nice for, you know, parents who've got kids going back to school. That next week, mid-July, you're going to get the school tax holiday before. It wouldn't hurt them to knock it back one more week.
Sorry, kids. We can't celebrate America because you need a freaking backpack.
Yeah, right? I know you want to have fun, but instead, here's pencils.
Okay, do you want to blow stuff up or do you want a new backpack?
Clearly, they're going to say blow stuff up.
Okay, use the backpack we bought you last year then, you loser.
No, just use this Walmart sack. Just take your books to school in this Walmart sack.
Now, me and your mom's going to have burgers from the grill, but you'll be having water. Because you need a trapper keeper or some such crap.
When I'm done, you can have what's left.
There's never any left.
I agree with you. Common sense would say just because
nobody
does anything the first week of school.
And this is a good example of the fact that politicians are utterly detached from real people. They have no idea, none whatsoever.
Now, granted, it won't be long. I mean, I realize this current school year still got weeks left in it, but it won't be long. Be about the 4th of July, those back to school lists will be posted up in Walmart and Target and everywhere else, and people go through and try to buy up the stuff then. But it's not going to kill you to wait till the first week is over with, will it? I mean, I guess maybe the good trapper keepers will be gone by then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to be honest,
cool kids all already
as stupid as this is, right, there is a certain amount of shame that comes with a student arriving at school on the first day and he doesn't have all new junk.
Yeah.
It's so
dumb. No, that's true. That's very true.
There's a keeping up with the Joneses situation in grade school. Mm. Oh, you got last year's calculator. You can't sit with us.
Dork.
Yeah. I'm sorry. As dumb as that sounds.
No.
Piss off, Pip.
So much for your great expectations.
Bullies with their Dickens references.
What are you, in Miss Havisham's class?
Pipe down, Pip.
There's a weird, scarred fugitive on the playground. Hey, kid, come here. Dickens.
I hear the Artful Dodgers got extra pencils.
The man knew how to make a reference.
The argument about all this is because holding the school tax holiday as it currently observed during the last weekend of the month does little to help with initial school expenses. Like I said, move it up 1 week, not two. That would make more sense.
I would agree
with
you.
But if you really stop to think about it, they had the school tax holiday the last weekend of July. You'd run into the same problem with paycheck-wise. Now, granted, you're not less than a week away from popping off of a holiday.
No, like the third week of July, where you're 1 week
in. Yeah, third week past
would be
a smart compromise.
Yes, it would be. Yeah. And it would be, it would show that you understand the plight of the working man and woman.
Get the governor on the horn.
Sincerely, I'm not beyond saying that I think the three of us could run the state better than he does.
Well, he's not the one who came up with the law. It's the state legislature that did this. It's just
but he's the governor. He could stand up and be like, hey, just so you know, the date makes no sense.
This guy had a spine.
This is my point.
This guy didn't have a spine? He never has had a spine.
I mean, you can tell by looking at him.
He's blobbish. Right.
Apparently, he didn't really get a lot in the chin department either.
Well,
God, mean.
Do you think that most people could tell the difference between Donald Trump and O.J. Simpson?
I could.
Yeah.
If it were a game show, I would consider it a gimme.
Okay. Evidently, the L.A. Times had a little bit of a problem with this.
They're professional people knowers.
The L.A. Times mistakenly used Donald Trump's name in O.J. Simpson's obituary.
It wasn't a mistake.
The obit read, quote, long before the city woke up on the fall morning in 2017, Trump walked out of Lovelock Correctional Center outside Reno, a free man for the first time in 9 years. Oops.
No, it's a stupid lib trolling.
Mm. The paper later corrected the error, replacing Trump with Simpson. The mistake was widely mocked online. Of course, OJ died at 76 after battling prostate cancer. By the way, his funeral's today, for those who care.
Trump?
No, OJ.
Who's going to that?
Probably his family.
You think? Like immediate family.
His ex-wife won't be there.
That's true.
Well, not that ex-wife.
Yes.
The other ex-wife might be there. The mother of his children?
Why?
I don't know. Mother of his children. If the children will probably go.
See, they're grown now. They can go on their own. I'll be at home watching Wheel.
Pat Sajak's only got so many shows left. He's already taped the final show.
You would have to be, I don't know, at a point where you've already been judged for being associated with O.J. Simpson where it doesn't matter anymore. Because if you have any tenuous connection to him, make a statement and do not attend his funeral. Pray for the man, fair enough. Pray for the salvation of his filthy soul. But don't show up at his funeral.
Naked Gun cast members?
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
This is what we call the news not making the news, and we're going to revisit an old friend who has made this segment at least a couple, maybe three times previously. Her name is Brocarde.
I don't remember her.
I do.
She is the singer in the UK who is crazy.
Something of a loon.
She now has turned to witches to help her after breaking up with her ghost husband, Eduardo.
Okay. I know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Brocade.
Yeah. She's got a ghost fetish.
Yes.
One. One way to put it.
Brocade recently became a paranormal investigator by joining a coven in Romania. The coven cast a spell on her for protection against evil spirits, including the ghosts of her now ex-husband, Eduardo, who himself is a ghost, by the way. Again, if you don't recall the story. Brocade says, the witches believe that nothing happens for no reason, and I believe that too. I knew life after Eduardo would never return to normal, and I'm okay with that. I believe there was a reason why I started communicating with spirits, and I am no longer scared of that. I'm learning more about different cultures on a daily basis, and life is such an adventure now.
Okay. Well, that's neat.
Good luck with all that.
She had to go to Romania to find the Coven of Witches.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, they're few and far between, you know.
We got rid of all of them in the UK,
that's
huh?
the thing. They have a real problem with the witches in the UK. Have for years.
Yeah.
Romania, they're lukewarm on the idea, but they'll let them.
You keep the witches to keep the werewolves and the vampires at bay.
Well, I think the problem is in Romania, it's hard to tell the difference between a gypsy and a witch, or and they could be both at the same time. So you just don't know.
So a just because you're a gypsy doesn't mean you're a witch.
Yes.
And just because you're a witch doesn't mean you're a gypsy.
That's right.
But you could be both.
Not all gypsies are witches, and not all witches are gypsies, but there is significant crossover in the Venn diagram of gypsy and witch.
Okay.
He's right.
Okay. Let us go to... Oh, dear. Okay. We're going to Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri.
Beautiful country, lovely Lake of the Ozarks. Bagnell Dam.
But
I almost took a job there once.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. I was going to live on a houseboat.
You probably should have.
In retrospect. Well, if you're ever in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, you might want to steer clear of the Applebee's. Nothing wrong with the restaurant itself.
No?
But they apparently tend to get some odd patrons, because a Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri woman recently hissed at an Applebee's server because the restaurant was out of baked potatoes.
I did well.
We've all been there. I mean, maybe not it wasn't baked potatoes, but, you know, they were out of something.
No more riblets?
Yeah, see, it's a question of the reaction. You know, you're bound to run out of something eventually, but what you do with that information is important. This woman woke up and chose violence. She apparently was in a crowded restaurant at the time. They were busy. A woman in an adjoining booth captured the scene on her camera phone. The server, not really knowing how to respond to the situation, simply walked away and never came back to the table again. Which is pretty much the only card you have to play if you wish to remain employed. Right? What else are you going to do? It's not like you're going to have a conversation with her. She's not even using words. Maybe get like a spray bottle.
You could hiss back.
You can hiss back. It's possible. That doesn't seem like it's going to be great for your employment.
But, I mean, would you rather have someone hiss at you or just, you know, toss a chair to you?
Or toss a chair. I mean, it's not Waffle House, for crying out loud.
I can't decide, actually, because, yes, the expletives would probably be more hurtful, but they would at least be in the realm of normal behavior. Right? I would be somewhat frightened if a woman began hissing at me, because you got to wonder, is she rabid? Is she feral? Is this one of these ladies they found in the woods and she's never learned words? You don't know. Everything's on the table at that point.
Can we get Jason Bateman on the horn to find out more about this?
Who?
Jason Bateman.
Star of Ozark.
The TV show.
Oh, I get it. I didn't get it, but I get it now.
Laura Linney?
Yes, of course. Who could forget the Laura Linney? So be aware, if you're ever in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, the Applebee's is a hot spot for feral women.
I'll keep that in mind.
If you've ever been to the Lake of the Ozarks, there's more than just one hot spot for feral women there. It's...
Sounds like my kind of place. Well, our next story here is going to take us to Madisonville, Kentucky, where a shirtless guy was recently arrested in a Walmart parking lot, causing a scene. He was yelling that he needed help because he was being chased by an invisible man.
Mm.
Gary Allen. Wow, he's really fallen since his days as a country chart topper.
Might be a different... Who knows?
Isn't he the guy that brings us ice cream?
Maybe. Well, Gary Allen, maybe a different one. He was, like I said, running around Walmart with his boobies out. Also had a pry bar in hand. Yielding that.
That's scary.
Kind of disconcerting.
Yeah.
So cops were called, and that's when the officer showed up, and he's like, well, I'm trying to hide from this invisible man who's been chasing me.
Sure.
Well, apparently they gave him a breathalyzer and found that he was under the influence.
No.
He was charged with public intoxication. Kind of a curious release from the police department. Sergeant Chris Wilburn says no one was actually pursuing Allen. I don't know how you could know that.
Yeah, it's invisible. What do you know?
Right?
So, drunk, shirtless man with pry bar running around a Walmart. Or as they call it in Alabama, Tuesday.
It's going on right now, somewhere in Alabama.
So, are you hungry?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to this segment then. We're going to start with a look at a trend in our food and drink that's trending. A trend that started right here in Mississippi and is now spreading around the country.
Oh.
People dipping their pizza in French dressing.
Stop it right now.
It actually started in Biloxi in the 60s and is now making a comeback. Local pizzerias and even major chains offer this unique option. Tom's Extreme Pizza, which I'm not sure where Tom's Extreme Pizzeria is, but they're even taking it a step further by using French dressing as a base sauce.
No, come on. Pizza sauce is like the thing that makes pizza pizza.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. Well, shift gears a little bit. Instead of around here for our pizza, how about going to Russia?
Oh, no.
Russia has...
Can't be any better.
Yeah, they have like one good food.
Well, they've banned pizza.
Come on!
Urging locals to eat traditional Russian dishes like pancakes and pie instead.
Who would fight for this country?
Pizza is a pie.
He's a... Correct.
I know.
That's technically correct.
Loophole.
The move aims to promote culinary patriotism within the country.
The whole country has banned pizza.
Well, it's Putin, man. Putin. Pizza Hut in Japan has raised some eyebrows by putting ramen on its pizzas. The pie is topped with veggie ramen broth, cheese, pork, and chicken.
You take a bite, and you're going to get danglies.
Well, okay, actually, the noodles get crisp. They can get more crisp the longer the pizza cooks.
You don't put a carb on a carb. We all know this about pizza.
It's Japan.
It's why Thanksgiving pizza doesn't work, because stuffing doesn't belong on top of crust.
I'd try that once just to see what it tastes like.
It's not good.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. McDonald's has a new Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy rolling into stores this week. The Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy is stacked with a Southern-style fried chicken filet and bold applewood smoked bacon.
Oh, hey now.
Then it's topped with crispy and cool crinkle-cut pickles and finished with a cream and Cajun ranch sauce on top and the bottom of a warm toasted potato roll.
Crinkle cut pickles at McDonald's?
That's interesting. Yeah, because they're usually the floppy, slippy, flat.
Yeah. Flat kind. Yeah.
Disgusting pickles.
What's a McCrispy? Is that just a sandwich?
Yeah,
chicken. Why not just say that?
Well, it's a crispy sandwich, but it's McDonald's, so you got to call it a McCrispy.
I hate that.
It's in the bylaws.
Okay.
And while we're at the Golden Arches, McDonald's recently introduced a pre-nug agreement for sharing chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you can't have any of mine.
Instagram ad shows various scenes of nugget sharing along with the agreement. So you got that going on. IHOP is reintroducing its maple syrup cola.
Are you talking about the International House of Pancakes?
I am indeed. The drink combines maple syrup and Pepsi. The new beverage can also be enjoyed as a float with vanilla ice cream there at the IHOP.
Pepsi wasn't sweet enough.
So they thought this is the obvious move.
Heinz is placing ketchup dispensers outside of Chicago restaurants that don't place ketchups on hot dogs.
You are going to start fights.
The ketchup relief stations have a sign that reads, "Smack for Heinz." Some Chicagoans are excited for the convenient access to their favorite condiment, even though they are going against trend.
I can tell you there are some Chicagoans who will take that as an act of terrorism.
That'd be neat, though. Even if you're not having a dog, you know, you just want a little quick pick-me-up, a handful of ketchup as you're walking to work.
My blood sugar's dipping. Oh, gross.
While we're in the Windy City, a recent University of Chicago study shows that deep fat frying onion rings and french fries increases the risk of dementia.
No.
Stop it.
That doesn't even make sense.
Researchers found reused oil contains impurities that can damage the brain.
It's not going up there. It's going down.
Science.
Rats fed high diets and reheated oils showed signs of inflammation, which could lead to cognitive decline.
I'm not going down.
I'm not eating them upside down.
Maybe if you shove them up your nose.
Yeah, don't do that.
Pringles and Crocs have teamed up to create a limited edition clog with a snack holder attached. The custom holster allows you to store your Pringles while you're on the go.
They called Kringles?
I don't know. They're available for purchase on the Crocs website. And finally, we're off to Charlotte, North Carolina, where a brewery there has created a pale ale using treated sewer water. The water is purified with carbon filters and other advanced methods to ensure its safety. The beer, which is called Renew Brew, actually won a blind taste test at a local beer festival.
Well, yeah, the people there are drunk.
A lot of people said, you know, it's better than Schlitz.
Man, harsh.
Time for us to dish up a little entertainment news for y'all, and John has got the first course, if you will.
Yes, somehow we still have Alec Baldwin shooting somebody news.
Again?
Again.
He shot somebody else?
No. This is just a development, I guess, in the case. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer involved in the accidental shooting on the set of Rust that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter. The shooting occurred when actor-producer Alec Baldwin handled a gun that accidentally fired. Allegedly. During the trial, Gutierrez Reed's defense claimed she was unfairly targeted, while the prosecution argued that she had failed to follow safety protocols as the official armorer on the set. Baldwin is expected to go on trial for involuntary manslaughter in July. Despite these events, Rust has resumed production, and a documentary on the deceased Hutchins is in the works. Now, you hate to, you know, try to read tea leaves in something like this, but if the woman who didn't hold the weapon has been convicted of involuntary manslaughter, it seems more likely that the man who actually held the gun that did the killing, or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look good for Alec Baldwin, but then again, he's Alec Baldwin, so we'll just have to see.
Well, I'll make a bold prediction. He'll get off.
I'll
make a bold prediction. He'll get off.
Good, because I stand with Alec Baldwin.
How could you stand with Alec Baldwin?
As much as he's done for this country.
Like?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Hunt for Red October.
There you go.
He was the worst part of both of those movies.
The Shadow.
Wow. You're really digging now.
Masterpiece.
In the we need to make more of these even though we don't file, we find the fact that Paramount Pictures is rebooting the Scary Movie franchise. That's what everyone wants. The production of the initial film set is going to begin in the fall for a planned 2025 theatrical release. The original Scary Movie, released in 2000, parodied popular horror films like Scream and The Blair Witch Project, and helped launch the career of Anna Faris, Keenan Ivory Wayans. Anna Faris is the career that got launched. Keenan Ivory Wayans directed the first two films, while David Zucker helmed the third and fourth installments. There's no word yet if any of the original stars will be involved in the reboot.
Does
anyone want that? Does anyone want that? I mean, I know there are new scary movies they can make fun of. I get that. It's something of an eternal franchise when all you're doing is spoofing other franchises.
Do we want it? Do we need another airplane movie?
I'd watch that before I'd watch Scary Movie 5. Like, if they wrote it the same way they wrote the first two Airplanes, I would watch it.
Of course, we don't have any of the airplane disaster movies like we had back then, where they were turning them out one a year, and we had different plots and everything.
That's true.
And they, you still have, like you said, there's still no shortage of scary movies to...
there's a ton of them they can make fun of.
To riff on.
Well, you got the entire Insidious and Conjuring movies you could poke fun at. You got the Hereditary and the Midsommar. Midsommar would be easy to make fun of. So look out for that in 2025. What you got?
Yay. Hey, I got music notes. Sort of.
Okay.
Also movie notes as well. Okay. Beatles 1970 Let It Be documentary, out of circulation for four decades, is set to be re-released. The documentary will re-premiere on Disney Plus May 8th. And not only has the 1970 film been dusted off, Oscar-winning 1970 film, but it's been restored by Peter Jackson's production company using the same technology employed for his documentary, Get Back. So great. Everybody's going to look like wax. That'll be fun. it hadn't been officially in circulation in any form since the early 1980s. Last released on a VHS and Laserdisc. And both of those versions were less than stellar presentations. And that's what a lot of the bootlegs have been from since then.
What do you mean look like wax? I haven't seen Get Back.
He's taken... When you shoot with film...
Yep.
There's going to be grain.
Yep.
And when you take out grain, you're actually taking out what was originally shot. And he's completely digital noise reduction on all of it.
So it looks like he put a paint filter on it.
Right. And that's sometimes like when you do that, like on an outdoor scene, like trees won't have as many limbs because
Weird.
It can't detect what's a limb and what's
grain,
grain or damage to the. To the film print.
Weird.
So when you go in there and you start cleaning all that stuff up, you're actually taking away from what was actually originally documented.
You're removing actual detail from the film.
Yes.
Huh.
So Get Back is fascinating because it feels like you're in the studio, and it looks like it was shot yesterday, but that's not how it's supposed to look.
That's
because it was shot on 16mm.
Things look
heavily grainy.
Too good, yeah.
Heavily grainy.
Right.
But anyway, it's cool to check out, but it is not. It's not a what you'd call a reference level quality of video.
And it takes out all the little scratches and film dots and. Yeah.
Right. So that's out there. So check your Disney Pluses.
Okay.
And. We'll throw this out there. This may be a cool listen. Ozzy Osbourne and Billy Morrison, who is Billy Idol's guitarist, are co-hosting a new show called The Madhouse Chronicles. And the show's going to feature reactions to internet clips and discussions of topics like aliens and rock and roll. So it sounds like what's the show on MTV, the only one they show now?
Wild and Out.
No, Ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah. The Rob Dyrdek's Ridiculousness.
It sounds like Ozzy and Billy Morrison doing a Ridiculousness.
Rock and roll and aliens. Covering all the bases.
That's right.
Well,
that's what I got.
All right, let's see. Let's keep her in the rock news. You ever wonder why ZZ Top have beards?
Because they have ugly chins?
Billy Gibbons actually says they grew beards originally because they were lazy.
Cool.
That's the reason I grow a beard.
It says Billy
just
tells
like Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, tells GuitarWorld.com. He says the band took 2-year hiatus and we all kind of scattered to the four winds. We all decided individually to grow beards during our downtime. When we met back up, we all stared at each other and said, "Huh, you too."
They did that without consulting one another?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah. And then, of course, Frank Beard shaved his off.
Famously can't grow one.
Yeah, well, he just does the mustache instead.
Famously can't grow a heck of a mustache, though.
Let's see here. What else we got for you here? Will Forte.
Yes, legendary star of stage and screen.
He has posted an open letter to the cast and crew of Coyote versus Acme. You say, I don't really know what this is. Okay. It's the finished Looney Tunes live-action animation hybrid film that Warner Brothers decided to put on the shelf for a tax break.
Yeah, we'll never see how it turned out. Who wins? Who knows?
Said Will Forte in this open letter, I was thinking what everyone else must have been thinking. This thing must be a hunk of junk. But then I saw it, and it's incredible.
A live-action Looney Tune, like Space Jam style?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one they had, Looney Tunes Back in Action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coyote v. Acme.
It's not like when they remade The Lion King with actual animals talking.
No. That would be horrifying.
Watching an actual coyote get hammered in the skull with a mallet. Not a fun film.
I think we've talked about this in the past. Did you, ever... Don't you yarn me! Don't you yarn at me!
Wily Yardog.
We've talked about this in the past, about the rules that that Warner Brothers set out, the creators of the Roadrunner cartoons, about what could or could not be included.
Yeah, that's cool. I've read that somewhere.
It's like one of them is the Roadrunner must only stay on the road, can never go off the road, otherwise he's not a Roadrunner anymore.
Fascinating.
Wile E. Coyote is the only person who can do any damage to the... The only person that can do... The Roadrunner can't do any damage to the coyote, only the misuse or...
Coyote must incidentally harm himself.
Yes, through the Acme products. And sure, only Acme products can be used.
And I think, what is it, there's... Like, no firearms, because it's always, like, catapults and dynamite and hammers and stuff.
Yeah. And again, it all must be set in a desert region, because that's where it all takes place. And there's about, I don't know, half a dozen, ten
like an equation
rules.
For making Wile E. Coyote.
It's just little rules that you got to check off every time they made one. Anyway, there you go. We'll draw the curtain and leave it at that. As I call through the various text messages we get, there are a few that notably stand out. Usually they're ones that someone is wanting to share probably more information than what we've asked for.
Or care to have.
But we will call through these, as I mentioned, and sift through them and come up with some gems. Sometimes you just like to get something off your chest. We call this Tell All Tuesday, and here we go with that. He writes and he says, I'm a manager at a business. And regardless of experience, I won't hire someone with the same first name as me.
Oh, yeah, cuts down on confusion.
There can only be one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't want to admit that out loud. That's highly illegal.
It makes sense, though. You just have to go by a different name if you want to work here.
This,
Bub.
This young mother writes in and says, I drive past his cute dad and wave each morning in the school car lane. He always waves back. We've done this for 2 years now and have never spoken a word to each other. I don't know his name, but it's the most romantic moment I've had in years.
Oh, that is...
You know what? Kind of sad?
Yes, it's very sad.
A relationship is not going to get any better than that with anybody else. You're living the dream right now.
No hassles.
Right? Don't even know the guy's name.
John, what are your opinions on Homeowners Association and HOA?
I don't particularly like them, although I get more understanding of them as I get older.
Okay. I don't know whether this is a woman or a guy that wrote in on this one, but texted and said, my neighbor has a big tree in his front yard, which spoils my view. So I called the Homeowners Association pretending to be him and asked to have it cut down. It's the only good thing an HOA has ever done.
That is, man, that's cold. That's cold. He came home and they were just destroying his tree? Or it was just gone?
It may have been just gone. Let's see here. Guy wrote in and said, a car backed into me and I caught it all on my dash cam. My insurance company asked for the footage, but I told them I'd accidentally deleted it. You would show what actually happened, right?
Sure.
He got backed into it. It wasn't his fault. But he says, I was too embarrassed to send it to them because you can hear me singing my humps at the top of my lungs in the footage.
Yeah, you don't want that to get out.
That's the lovely Lady Lump song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the back and in the front. Mm.
Some more text messages we get on this Tell All Tuesday. My wife and I met in college. She thinks it's really special and cute how we lost our virginity to each other. And she cherishes that about us. I don't have the heart to tell her that she was actually my 11th. And I just said I was a virgin so, you know, I could connect better with her.
I mean, we've all been there.
Let's see here. My ex plays the same numbers on the lottery every time. So every week I buy 4 tickets with the same numbers. So if she wins, she'll only get 20% of the jackpot.
Genius. Man, you want to talk about vindictive.
I want this guy to do my taxes.
That's costing you $8 a week in perpetuity.
But she'll only get 20% of it if she ever wins.
And I guess you'll get 80%.
Yeah, he gets, well, at least 80%. Well,
if there's another ticket out there, right.
If there's no other tickets, you'll get at least 80%. And finally, this one. My company has decided to cut off free coffee and freeze wage increases due to rising inflation.
Oh, hey.
So now we all go about the office cranking the AC up and opening up all the windows. 2 can play at that game.
Right.
The energy bill skyrocketing.
As always, our thanks to everybody who chimed in here this morning, whether you took part in our Tell All Tuesday with your text, maybe you called in or just listened in. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and not even being a part of ours. We appreciate that. Lots of stuff coming up here as we head through the week. Tonight, we've got Southern Miss Baseball over at Pete Taylor Park. Golden Eagles returning home, taking on Nichols with a first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock. More baseball coming up this weekend at the Pete as the Diamond Eagles will take on and host the Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe? I believe that's correct. Louisiana Monroe comes to the Pete over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons. Speaking of Saturday, a lot of stuff going on. It is a record store day of the dog. This is happening at T-Bone Records, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this a little later on this week. I think on Friday we'll have more details on that for y'all, but it's kind of cool. Helping out our four-legged friends, as well as maybe picking up some great tunes. Also coming up on Saturday, a couple of crawfish events going on. There is the Community Bank Crawfest in downtown Laurel. That is happening in the City Beautiful. Meanwhile, the Downtown Crawfish Jam is going on in Hattiesburg at Walthall Park. Both events are open to the public. Both are ticketed events, so you need to purchase tickets. Both events will also have tickets available at the door, if you so desire. Also on Saturday, the Family YMCA is hosting their Healthy Kids Day. That'll go from 9 into 11. That, of course, at the YMCA, the Family Y, out on Veterans Memorial Drive here in Hattiesburg. Want to know more about any of these events and a whole lot more? Log on to rock104fm.com, and at the top of our homepage, click on calendar. Tomorrow morning, it'll be another Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll come up with a great either-or topic for you to discuss and share your thoughts upon. We'll give you more chances to win, more opportunities to qualify for Escape to Paradise, and just a whole lot more of everything, right? In the meantime, for Flying Brian and John Lamar, I'm Tom Colt. Grab your kids all up, give them a big old hug, tell them that you love them, and if you don't, have yourself a great Tuesday one, because I didn't wish it so. God bless. See you back here in the morning. Sunny days, dark.
taste the biscuit.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.